practice number 15, which was our scrimmage. We had to modify it a little bit because of the weather that was coming in. With the lightning coming in, we kind of limited the kicking game or took the kicking game out of it and just wanted to make sure that we got this scrimmage in. Felt like we can make up some of the live scrimmage work in the kicking game next week in a practice, but it's going to be too hard with some of the two-a-days to get this many reps. We got, I believe it was 104, I think it was 104 scrimmage reps we got today of live work with the ones, twos, and the threes. There were good things, bad things on both sides of the ball. Obviously, I keep saying we got a long way to go to get to where we want to be and finish some things up. We did have, we had some bumps and bruises, but one injury. I don't know, what's going to happen with O'Shea, who was taken off the field. As I learned, we'll keep everybody updated, but they wanted to put him in a splint for just precautionary with where he is right now, but we'll find out the seriousness of that injury. But I think overall, anytime you can get 100 reps, I hate scrimmaging this time of year. You just hold your breath that nobody gets injured, but you can't have your first live work be at Arkansas. You can't have that be your first live work. So we're just going to knock on wood and pray and hope that he's going to be okay, and we'll go from there. But overall, I thought it was a great night, and we got a lot of good work in tonight.
Seems like your defensive line was really getting a lot of push and active in there today.
Yeah, I think, the defensive line, especially the depth of the defensive line, when you look at the depth of it, I think is really gives us a chance, because I do think we have three deep that has a chance to play for us. I was proud. I thought they did a good job and got some push, but I was proud of the way that we pass protected. Last scrimmage, our quarterbacks were running for their lives, and we couldn't keep them out. At least this game, this scrimmage, we had an opportunity to throw the ball a little bit. It wasn't as much of an evaluation of an offense and a defense as the individual, because this is the depth chart scrimmage. This is where we figure out the 70 we work with. I was disappointed overall in the way we caught the football. I did not think we caught the football very well. And I think those are things that's part of playing wide receiver. If you can't catch a ball, you can't play. So we still got some young guys that need to learn what they're doing. But overall, I like the effort and the intensity in the scrimmage we had.
How do you feel about your depth at left guard if something were to happen to O'Shea?
I feel better than we've had the last couple of years. I feel better. So I don't know. I'll address that when I know what's going on with O'Shea. But right now I feel like we've had more depth than we've had. We're sitting here. You got guys, you got some seniors up inside, like with Kirby Wixon playing guard right now on the other side. And O'Shea there, and you still have guys like David Mahaffey, and you have Brunson. I think Ethan Reed's a lot been talked about him. We have, we have two junior college tackles. One of them could always be moved to guard if we had to. So, I'm not going to do anything tonight. I'm going to find out what's going on with O'Shea, and then we'll look at it. But we've got more numbers than we've ever had to be able to overcome an injury like this, if that indeed is what it is.
What did you think about Willie Baker? He had a couple sacks by my account, and he seemed pretty active in the backfield.
Yeah, I'll have to watch the film really to make comments on him. I'm not watching the big picture as much as I am trying to get the ball to certain people, and do certain things. But he flashes. He's a very talented player. We've talked about him, Kenzer, and Kadarian Mason, all three having a great opportunity to play. They're great athletes. But I'll have to watch the film where I can focus a little bit more on just what he did on a consistent basis. But I know he has talent. I know he can flash.
Was Bobby Holly somebody y'all tried to see what he could do tonight?
Yeah, with the injury we had to Izzy and with Jaquese Dancy being out right now, Bobby Holly's gotten more and more reps as a tailback, because of injuries early in camp. And I think he's impressed some people, and I know he can play a fullback role, but I wanted to put the ball under his arm a little bit and see what he was going to do running it in short yardage situations. And I think he's putting himself in the conversation to be able to be a guy that kind of like a fullback tailback type of guy, because he catches the ball very well. I think he has one drop in the entire camp and catches the ball well. Caught a couple balls tonight, runs physical, runs hard, runs north and south, and he makes positive yards. But I thought he was a real pleasant surprise tonight with the way he played when it was live.
The very minimum, you think he maybe just carved out at least a short yardage role? He seemed to push the pile forward and fall forward every time.
Yeah, he's a big load, and he certainly gives you that as a 240-pound, a 240-pound tailback. But, I think that, right now I think Boston Scott's doing some good things. I really like Jared Kraft. I think Jared Kraft is – he's a workhorse. He gets better every day he comes out here. I like what he does, and hopefully when we get Jaquese back and Bobby Holly can, doing what he did tonight, it's going to give us a few more options, because we came into this saying we had three tailbacks, and we're going to see what D. Fleming and Travis Geary and some of the young walk-ons could do. But I think Bobby Holly really stood up and said, I belong in the conversation, and he does.
Did anything stand out at quarterback aside from Ryan's play?
No. I thought Jamar started strong. I think he made a couple poor decisions at the end, and the biggest thing that I'm looking for both Price and him right now is just their decision-making ability, where they are in their decision-making, because that's going to be the big key. They both have talent, and they can do some things, but playing that position is about knowing what's going on the field and making good decisions.